or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, I didn't plan on doing a first hour show today, believe it or not. For a few reasons, actually. First of all, I screwed up and thought I had a guest for the first hour, but don't. And also, I feel a little under the weather. Those of you who know, this past weekend was the Kentucky Derby here in Louisville, Kentucky. And for the first time in 23 years of living here, I actually attended the race and partied all weekend long. And it's amazing. When you live clean, when you train hard, when you eat right, then you go off, so to speak, and you party and have a great time. It really takes a toll on your body. I guess people who, if you think of water as being murky and a little dirty, adding a little dirt to it really isn't that big of a deal. But you think of water that's pristine and clean and clear, you add a little dirt to it, and then all of a sudden it's really dirty. So it's all a matter of degrees, I guess. But I failed to have a guest this hour. And then I thought, well, I don't feel good. I'll just wait for 1 o'clock and interview Vince Andrich. We're going to do a show on the ketogenic diet. Is it really sensible for athletes and for those who want to perform athletically to do a ketogenic diet? And Vince is really very, very sharp on nutrition. He understands this stuff in and out. I also saw a post that kind of inspired me to come on this first hour, too. And that was the post that was put up there by, I want to say, his last name is McVeigh. I know that for sure. When I did the when I posted that what today's show was going to be about, this gentleman, and I'm trying to find his name, I apologize, Adam Mitchell McVeigh, and he said that he wasn't going to listen because Vince Andrich is a businessman and he's not interested in any businessman's opinions. Maybe next week. And I don't understand why Vince Andrich is a businessman first and not someone who you can trust about nutrition second, when he started out as a competitive bodybuilder who was able to hit his conditioning time and time again, which means he knows what he's doing when it comes to nutrition, number one. Number two, we're all businessmen. I'm a businessman. I mean, I make money doing what I'm doing. Mike Mahler's a businessman. Mike makes money with what he's doing. Dr. Peter Rouse is a businessman. I don't understand why someone who's a quote-unquote businessman you can't learn from. And more importantly, Vince Andrich doesn't sell anything. He's not selling protein bars. He's not selling whey protein powder. He's not going to come on the show and say, hey, use my whey protein. That's the answer. So I don't know if I don't know who Adam Mitchell McVeigh is. He's obviously a listener, a fan of the show, and I'm glad that he's a fan. I feel like he missed the boat with this one today because Vince Andrich is very, very knowledgeable when it comes to nutrition, and I think that if he does tune into the show, he's going to find that out. Okay, so I'll take call-ins during this first hour, too. For those of you who want to call in, it's 502-690-2298, 502-690-2298. Feel free to call in, and I'll put you right on the air because I have no one in the studio with me today to screen calls. So be prepared. If you call in and you're put on hold immediately and listening to me talk, don't hang up. I will grab you, I promise. Couple other things I want to talk about. Kevin Wilson posted on Facebook, on my Facebook today, Dr. Oz just told people to eat 3 to 4 tablespoons of ketchup a day to help avoid heart disease due to the vitamin A, C, and E content in ketchup. That will go great with my high-protein, moderate-fat meals. Dr. Oz is a jerk. I still can't believe that people even watch his show. It just goes to show you how confused the average American is about health and nutrition, the fact that they still watch Dr. Oz and take what he says seriously. Dr. Oz is, he's laughingstock. He really is. He always says stupid stuff like this. Ketchup? How about a tomato salad if you want the benefits of lycopene and vitamins A and C and E that you may find in the tomatoes? I mean, most ketchups have high fructose corn syrup as one of the ingredients. And then they have thickening agents like xanthan gum and gar gum. And I think it's xanthan gum that was attributed to causing some sort of stomach distress that could lead to H. pylori, which then leads to stomach cancer. So the idea that he would suggest that people eat a couple tablespoons of ketchup a day, it just underscores the fact that the guy is struggling to find things to say on the air today. And so now he's going down the path of saying stupid stuff that even the average person is going to start getting turned off by. And I predict that it's just a matter of time. I don't think that Oprah can save Dr. Oz. I think that Dr. Oz is going to destroy himself the more he talks, because the more he talks, the more people realize that, like the Wizard of Oz, who hid behind the curtain, no one knows that the guy doesn't know what he's talking about. So it's just a very interesting. Hold.
I'm on the air, man.
I had somebody come to the door. This is what happens when I don't have someone in the studio. There's a guy standing at the door with a box. It's like, you know, leave the box outside. You can see I'm on a microphone with a headset. But okay. Anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I've got some topics I want to talk about. If you feel like calling in, the phone number is 502-690-2298. Give me a call. Let's talk about whatever you want to talk about. We'll be right back.
Yes, Fever. It is just you and I against the solar system. But with this machine, we shall win.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic.
toxic.
Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's just me in the studio. I got a lot of things to talk about anyway. It's fine. You know what? I'm one of those guys. I can talk about nothing for a really long time. Make it sound like something, too. Okay. So I did mention that we went to the Kentucky Derby this weekend. A lot of fun. Oaks Day was a lot of fun. And I had the wonderful pleasure of being escorted by Miss Elisa Profumo, who looked like a true Southern belle. In a very simple black dress and a gorgeous black hat, a film crew that was filming, covering the Kentucky Derby, for a news station in Paris filmed Elisa, because she looked so gorgeous. And if you haven't seen the pictures, you can go to either my Facebook, Carl Lenora, Elisa Profumo, her Facebook, and you'll see the pictures of us at the Derby. And I really, drank a lot. Oaks Day. I don't drink a lot. I mean, I drink a glass of wine or two with dinner, maybe two or three days a week. And that's the extent of it. And even that is new to me. I mean, I haven't done that for a very long time. That's very, very new. I've only been doing that since let's say Christmas. But, for the Oaks, I literally drank champagne all day long. I bet you I drank the equivalent of two or three bottles of champagne all by myself. Not very wise, frankly, because I am using Super DMZ right now, which is a dimethylated pro-hormone, and has been known to be a little taxing on the liver. And so I'm hoping that I haven't done any damage. I actually backed off of the Super DMZ over the weekend while I was drinking a lot. I think that's a wise thing to do. I would imagine some of you would agree with me about that. But anyway, I definitely don't feel myself. It could also be allergies. I'm not sure. That's another thing that I'm hoping that those of you who saw my Facebook, I bought a gallon of raw unpasteurized colostrum. This is second day colostrum. The farmer gives the first day colostrum to the calf because colostrum imparts all of the protective health benefits that the mother transfers to the baby on the first day. And so it's very powerful. The first day colostrum is very powerful, strong too. The flavor of colostrum is a little gamey. I'm not sure how to explain it other than it kind of tastes like cow a little bit. And it's very thick and creamy because it has a lot of fat in it. The magic in colostrum is said to be that it possesses a great deal of immunoglobulins, IgG, IgA, IgE, all of these immunoglobulins that are known to affect the immune system, to ramp up the immune system. It also has copious amounts of growth factors in it, IGF-1 and MGF and so on. And miraculously, as nature is so intelligent, it also possesses transporter enzymes that allow these very large peptides to be absorbed through the gut of the baby so they can get into the bloodstream. And so I'm drinking my colostrum for a couple reasons right now, because my allergies have been bothering me a little bit with the blooming of all the trees here in Louisville, Kentucky, but also because I'm hoping to spark some new growth in my body, in my musculature, with the combination of the IGF-1 long R3 that I am using as well. So anyway, colostrum, good stuff. If you can find a farmer who has a cow that is about to give birth, you can buy colostrum. It is not cheap. It's $40 a gallon is what I pay for it. And quite often it's even more than that, but it's well worth it. And for those of you who are afraid you can't drink a whole gallon in a week, because I do drink 3 to 5 gallons of milk a week. So now I'm just going to back off on 1 gallon of milk and add the colostrum in. You can freeze it in small portions if you want and use it that way. I got an email from a big fan of the show. I cannot use his full name because he works for a government agency, and he feels, and I understand, that, you know, he would be frowned upon if he was seen as a true believer of the stuff we talk about in the show. His government agency is a wonderful government agency, actually. It's one of the few government agencies that I have to say that I do have respect for, because they are constantly banging the drum about diabetes in this country. They're always trying to get the word out that diabetes is avoidable, and they're always looking for new ways to pass that message along. And it is the CDC. And I'm not going to say his first name, but you know who you are, because this, I've already said he works at the CDC. I don't want to say anything other than him. But he emails me great articles periodically from his personal email address in his off time in the evenings at home. And he sent me this article that appeared in the Tribune newspaper, authored by Ann Stein, who claims that caveman diet draws grunts from nutritionists. Avoiding entire food groups is a mistake, critics say. And I find it interesting. First of all, you know, they have Dr. Lauren Cordain, who I emailed this morning and asked him if he would come on the show and kind of rebut some of this information in this article. But the first thing they open up with is, you know, they talk about the Paleolithic diet. They claim meals are packed with fresh fruit. I don't understand why fruits precede vegetables, first of all, in this country. Every time you hear the word fruits and vegetables in the same sentence, it's always fruits first, vegetables second. That is wrong, first of all. You should be eating far less fruits than vegetables if you don't want to get fat. We know that fructose challenges the body and causes fat storage. It challenges the liver. So when the nutritionists finally get it straight and say vegetables and fruits instead of fruits and vegetables, I'll give them a modicum of more respect. But the reality is that they kind of trashed the paleo-style diet or the hunter-gatherer diet, because they're saying that, you know, it's it espouses avoiding whole food groups. And I don't understand why. I don't understand why nutritionists believe that everything that is out there that is a quote-unquote food today is acceptable to eat. You know, the notion that grains and beans are no good for us is something that is contrary to the average nutritionist, because the average nutritionist is out there telling their clients that they need to be eating cereal in the morning, you know, and grains and breads and pastas, and that's the foundation of their meal, and that they should have a few ounces of lean protein and then balance all that off with lots of fruits and vegetables. And I personally feel like this. If you can eat that way and you don't develop diabetes and you don't get fat and you don't develop all of the chronic illnesses that plague this country, then God bless you. Go on. Go on and eat that way. But look at the flipping country today. 50% of them are diabetic. More people than ever are obese. I feel bad for obese people. You know why? Because they think a lot of times they're eating right. They'll say, you know, but I eat healthy. And God bless them. They really believe they're eating healthy because of idiot nutritionists who tell them that the primary things that should be in their diet are corns and grains and beans and rice and stuff like that. And stay away from beef because it causes cancer and baloney. And so what I say is nutritionists should say to their clients, each of you needs to find out what works for your body. If you're one of those people who is easily insulin desensitized, and then corn, grain, beans, and rice is probably not good for you. You're going to have to find out on your own. And if someone walks in and is clearly having a problem with their weight, then sticking to the approach that everybody is promoting in this day and age is just nonsense. I think it was Albert Einstein that said, madness is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. This is exactly what nutritionists do today. And most nutritionists, I would say 99% of the nutritionists that make it onto television, that make it on into newspaper articles, are the ones that are lockstep with the pharmaceutical and the agricultural agenda. Pushing more corn and more grain, pushing, you know, starches and sugars and pushing pharmaceutical drugs as the only way to avoid disease, because disease is imminent. There's no way you're going to get around it. You're going to be sick. So just get ready to take some pills. So, you know, I've asked Dr. Cordain to come on the show to talk about the dietary guidelines that are set up for Americans by the government, and to rebut this article, which tries to make those of us who understand what Paleolithic style eating is all about as, you know, zealots or too far to the left. And we really are, you know, we're being reckless by saying that, hey, you should avoid whole food groups like corn. I mean, I don't eat corn. I had corn the other day by accident. We went to a Mexican restaurant, and I swore I wasn't going to eat the chips, and I ate them. And I think that's why my stomach has been bothering me the past few days. I ate like a whole basket of corn chips myself. Let's face it, it was GMO corn. And we already know what GMO corn does to the lining of the stomach. You just have to look at pigs that eat corn, and you know that they end up with ulcers. So that might be just what is bothering me more than anything else. But anyway, I'm going to try to get Cordain on the show and talk about that. Kevin Wilson also posted on my wall, as a result of my the comment that he posted about Dr. Oz suggesting that that people eat tomato ketchup. Instead of saying eat tomatoes, I mean, that would, you know, tomatoes are good. Tomatoes are good. Maybe not for everybody. Some people tomatoes don't agree with, but the idea of saying eat tomato ketchup, which is just another processed food, just goes to show you that poor Dr. Oz, poor the Wizard of Oz, does not know what he's talking about. This goes hand in hand with his comment about telling people to eat sugar beets, which is loaded with sugar because of its antioxidant values. And then a few weeks later, having some authorities on genetically modified foods on, and them saying that, you know, the sugar beet, corn, and soy are the most genetically modified foods out there, and him not stepping up and saying, you know, forget about what I told you a few weeks ago about eating sugar beets. I guess you shouldn't eat them. Never mind the fact that they're loaded with sugar, but the fact that they're GMO on top of it. So it just goes to show the guy doesn't know what he's talking about. But anyway, Kevin Wilson did post a follow-up saying that right after Dr. Oz was on, Rachel Ray was on, she was cooking a healthy meal and had a pan smoking, a little smoker on the stove. Of course, it's her favorite olive oil that she's obsessed with. Now, first of all, we already know that burning oil is not a good thing. That's basically how you hydrogenate oil, is overheat it. But then she suggests eating brown rice pasta if you want to avoid gluten. And Kevin wrote, I'm doing it all wrong. I'm going to eat brown rice pasta covered with ketchup, and I'll be shredded in weeks. It's laughable. These are the people who are teaching the masses how to eat. Look at what they're telling people to eat. Eat tablespoons of ketchup. Eat pasta. I don't care if it's rice. Hey, look, I'm Italian. You know, I was raised with pasta as a staple food, but even I know it's no good to eat anymore. Sure, you can have a serving of it, but most people don't eat a serving. A serving would fit in the palm of your hand. Most people don't eat a serving. Most people eat 5 and 8 servings. You know, it's like if you want to deviate from what you know is healthy and you want to have a small little bit of pasta, sure, go ahead. You want to reminisce about I was a kid. Oh, I'm going to have some pasta tonight and remember my childhood. Fine, do it. But make sure you don't mislead yourself into thinking that this is something healthy that you're doing. It's contrary to health completely. And then suggesting that people eat rice-based pasta instead of grain-based pasta is just stupid as well. And again, these are the people that are teaching the masses how to eat. They're telling people to eat pasta and eat ketchup. How do we get these people off the air? That's what I want to know. How do we get them off the air when the masses out there listen to this stuff and they love this stuff because it gives them license to continue to eat the crap that they eat? Oh, well, Dr. Oz says I'll just eat ketchup sandwiches. There you go. I don't know. It's frustrating to me, and it makes no sense to me. But nevertheless, it is a reality, and we have to carry the word out there. We have to tell people the truth. We have to contradict these talking heads. And when people say to you, well, you're no doctor, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, I would just point to I would say to them, look at me and look at you. Look at me. Now look at you. And in the words of another doctor on television, what you're doing, how's that working for you? Because what I'm doing works really well for me. And you keep following Dr. Oz, Rachel Ray, and of course Oprah, who is fatter than ever. God bless her. I feel sorry for her. She's got to be miserable. I can't believe that anybody can be that overweight and think to themselves, well, this is great. I'm just staying where I am. This is great. She's got to be miserable too. And you know what the problem is? She has all these people that are supposed to be so smart about nutrition. She could be eating 5,000 calories a day and losing weight. But I'll bet you she likes her bread. I'll bet you she likes those starches. I bet you she likes her fruit before her vegetables. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E. Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit rlssupplements.com today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com, the best supplements in the universe, are at orbitnutrition.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Boy, there's a lot of activity on my Facebook. If you don't belong to my Facebook friend list, you're missing out on. There's better information on my Facebook page than in most bodybuilding and fitness magazines today. It's just amazing the contributions that we get from the listeners of this show, who are equally as smart as any of the guests we have on the show. It's just amazing. There was a post on my Facebook today indicating that too much sleep as well as not enough sleep is not good for health. We know that already. And it's very important to make that notation, because we do talk about not getting enough sleep because that is pretty much the norm today. Most people don't get enough sleep, but sleeping too much has an equal ability to, how should I put this, to disrupt the endocrine system. Now, a lot of times doctors will say people who sleep too much already have a disease and that's why they're sleeping. That may not be the case. It's obvious to me that there are some people who can wake up and go right back to sleep and sleep for another 4 or 5 hours at a time. When I do this on occasions, I predictably sleep 7 to 7.5 hours. And I'm so predictable at that length of time that I know that if I go to sleep late one night and 5:30 rolls around, I'm probably going to get not enough sleep because my body wants to wake up about 5:30 in the morning. And so I tend to sleep about 7 to 7.5 hours. And once in a blue moon, especially because my magnet lulls me back into sleep, it really does. Sometimes instead of setting my magnet for 8 hours of sleep, I'll set it for 9.5 or 10 hours of sleep, as I did just this morning, because I figured, you know, I still feel a little beat up from the weekend, from the drinking and so on. I think I'll try to sleep a couple extra hours this morning. And lo and behold, I woke up at 5:15, and rolled over and went right back to sleep and slept just a little while long, hour and a half long, at 6:30, I think I woke up. And I didn't feel good after that. I felt fine when I woke up at 5:15. I felt like I normally do, but that hour, that getting that 1 hour, hour and a half worth of sleep. And I don't know if it's because the sleep cycles last an hour and a half and I only slept 1 hour and I kind of got out of my sleep midway through a cycle. So there were hormones being produced and hormones yet to be produced that weren't. And that kind of causes a problem, but it's clear to me that sleeping more is not beneficial at all. If you get into the habit of sleeping 9 hours or less a day, getting to sleep at the same time every single night, including on weekends, because that's a mistake most people make. Most people, they go to sleep early during the week, but on the weekends they stay up late. You can't do that. If you're afraid you're going to miss a television show, get a DVR or a TiVo. But getting to sleep every night predictably, every single night, the same time, which I do. I'm asleep by 10 o'clock every night, regardless of what's going on, except for this past weekend, because there was a lot of partying going on. And that was my deviation, and that's why I think I feel the way I do right now. But clearly, people who get, you know, 9, 8, 7 hours of sleep every single night, night in, night out, are much healthier than people who get less, 6 hours or less, or 9 hours, more than 9 hours. So you do the math. Whether or not you're getting enough sleep or not enough sleep, you need to address that. If you're getting too much sleep, you have to find a way to wake up, get your body into the groove of waking up after 8 hours of sleep or so. Okay. Let's see. I talked about colostrum. Did I talk about the colostrum earlier? I have a gallon of colostrum that I am drinking right now. I love this stuff. We will do a show on colostrum, I think. And I could be wrong, but I'm going to check after the show today. I think you can get colostrum from trueprotein.com, powdered colostrum. And I will find out later on in the show if that is true. And I will post it on my Facebook. Okay. So no one wants to call in today, 502-690-2298, to talk to me about anything at all, huh? I see. This is why I should have just canceled the first hour, huh? let's see what else is in the news. More on the Paleolithic style of eating. There seems to be a real jump on the bandwagon right now about paleo style eating. And there are those people who are detracting and saying that it's, you know, it's not a good idea, as we talked about a moment ago, and there are people who are saying that it is a good idea. The reality is that if you look at the research and you look at the way our ancestors ate, it can't be wrong. It has to be right, or we wouldn't have gotten this far as we did. Kevin Wilson, call in, brother. 502-690-2298. There you go. I need some stuff to talk about right now. I'm struggling for topics. Like I said, I hadn't planned on doing this show the first hour. But I did see some things that were spoken about. Vince Andrich, I felt the need to respond. Vince is going to be on later in the show talking about the ketogenic diet and whether or not the ketogenic diet is right
for people who are athletes of sorts, as opposed to people who are just looking for body reconditioning. Let's see. I'm looking at Stepan Raw Cholesterol Stosny wrote, "Carl, I cannot believe that one of the most educated bodybuilders and PhDs stated raw eggs and meats are far less digestible than cooked. Could you challenge Lane," he's talking about Lane Norton, "on this, please? I doubt anyone can handle over 6 pounds of cooked meat without drugs compared to having no problem eating this amount raw." And I have to agree with Stepan, because I've eaten raw meat in large amounts, a pound at a sitting, and did not feel stuffed or bloated or uncomfortable as I would if I ate a pound cooked steak. So I really do think that Stepan is correct here. I think that where Lane is coming from, and I'll be glad to have him on the show to talk about this, I think where Lane is coming from is there's a term used by the raw food eaters that those who are proponents for cooked meats and eggs use as well. And it's like a political campaign where someone says something and someone says something else. They're both talking about the same thing, but they're using it in a different direction. And the raw food eaters talk about denaturing protein. They say, well, if you cook protein, you basically denature it. And by denaturing it, the assumption is that now this protein is foreign to the stomach, not easily digestible. The stomach has to handle it differently. The proponents of eating cooked foods say denaturing occurs in the stomach to begin with. They say that denaturing occurs in the stomach. They say that the acids in your stomach denature the protein. So their rebuttal is, hey, cooking it just gets it farther along the process of breaking it down. And I have to say that I disagree with both of them. I don't think the issue is denaturing the protein. I think the issue is that when you cook protein, you kill things that are living in it that are beneficial to the digestive process that are already in there, enzymes and so on and so forth. So I'll be glad to have Lane Norton on and maybe someone else who can speak to this. I have to find someone else that can speak to the raw side of this. And we'll see if we can put a show together to talk about that. In the meantime, it looks like we have a caller. Who's on the line?
Nick Goose.
Hey, Nick, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Carl?
Hey, a lot of activity this morning on Facebook. I saw you chiming in on some of it as well.
Yeah, I was a bit confused. I didn't know that the show was live. It threw me off because I saw that it said there 1 p.m., and then I noticed that you did a call-in, and I just caught the tail end of it. So,
yeah, you know what? I wasn't planning on doing a show the first hour because I screwed up with my guest. And as a result, I just figured, well, I've got Vince Andrich coming on at 1. We'll just do a one-hour show today. It's not the worst thing in the world. But then there were several things on Facebook that I wanted to respond to. And I didn't want to start the show at 12:30 because I saw people loading in. I mean, I can see the people who are starting to listen to the show. They start the activity on the Superhuman channel goes from, you know, 40, 50 people to like 220, 240. It's like, oh man, people are showing up at noon. They're expecting a show. And so I actually made the decision to do the show like at the last minute. And literally it was like 11:59. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to have to do the show. And because I wanted to mention, I wanted to talk about these things that I was seeing on Facebook. And I didn't want to start the show halfway through because I would have lost everybody who was listening. So I figured, okay, I'll just start the show. And I really didn't have anything planned for today at all. And I figured, well, I'll just talk about whatever I can talk about and go from there. But anyway, you got anything to talk about?
Yeah, I do. I actually had a couple questions for you.
Okay.
You did a show a while ago with Dr. John Chrysler, and I thought that Dr. John mentioned that if you take a good amount of vitamin C, it can blood glucose levels, and I emailed him about it. And I forgot to follow up with you because he said that you mentioned that taking ascorbic acid can raise blood glucose levels.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out if that was true or not because I take about 2 grams of it a day as of right now.
Yes. So. In fact, if you go to PubMed or any of the websites where you can pull up research,
And if anybody's calling in right now and you're not getting through, it's because I'm on the phone and I'm not in the studio with anybody else, so there's nobody else to screen calls. And once I'm finished with Nick, I can grab another call. But I'm sorry if you're calling in and not getting through right now. If you go to PubMed or any of the research websites out there and just type in ascorbic acid and glucose tolerance test,
okay,
you'll find some early research. I'm talking about research that was done 15 years ago. That shows that when individuals went in for glucose tolerance tests and took vitamin C in the morning, that the area under the curve was much larger, that the glucose elevation stayed elevated much longer than had they not taken the vitamin C. So then there were studies actually done where individuals were given a bolus amount of vitamin C, like 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C.
Right.
And then a half hour later, given a glucose tolerance test. And then the next day, they were given the same glucose tolerance test without the vitamin C. And what they found was that, let's say their blood sugar level went up to 180 nanograms a liter, and it's with the vitamin C, it stayed there for 4 hours. Without the vitamin C, it stayed there for an hour and a half, and then insulin kicked in and it dropped.
Wow.
So, and as a matter of fact, I use vitamin C with people who are having hypoglycemic episodes. There's two ways to conquer hypoglycemic episodes. If you could either work with an insulin mimetic, like an insulin modulating supplement like resveratrol, which has been shown to have some of the same effect as metformin in modulating and moderating blood sugar levels. You can use that to help people have steady glucose levels throughout the day and especially at night. Or you can use vitamin C if they are truly hypoglycemic, if they are truly individuals whose blood sugar drops completely. It's not a drop. See, some people become hypoglycemic as a response to hyperglycemia.
Right.
So they're kind of like, they're like tug of war. Either their blood sugar is too high or it's too low. Then you have people who are characteristically hypoglycemic. They're hypoglycemic all day long. Their blood sugar never becomes hyperglycemic. They never get up in the higher levels. They would benefit from vitamin C because it'll raise their baseline blood sugar levels. But people who oscillate between moments of hypoglycemia and hyperglycemia because of whatever, because their pancreas is screwed up, because their liver is screwed up, because who knows why, they benefit from things like resveratrol, which will have a modulating effect on hypoglycemia and kind of it softens the rebounds, if you will, of between hyper and hypo and kind of keeps it in the middle more so.
Okay.
But yeah, vitamin C definitely does that. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, because do you think there's any relation to the ascorbic acid? Because it's usually processed from what, corn, right?
Yes, but I don't think that's why it does what it does.
No.
Because there's lots of different vitamin C supplements out there that may not be processed from corn. I mean, ascorbic acid does not necessarily increase blood sugar levels as much as it may mimic blood sugar.
Right.
Or be usable as blood sugar, if you will. The jury is out on this. The interesting thing about all of this is that the only two species on the planet that don't manufacture their own ascorbic acid in their liver are humans and guinea pigs. You know, guinea pigs die from scurvy very easily if they don't have enough vitamin C in their diet. All other species of animals make their own vitamin C. And this was part of Linus Pauling's agenda when he started to focus on vitamin C. Like, hey, we don't make vitamin C. We need more of it. It could, and I've asked this question to several scientists, could it be an evolutionary response to the change in the human diet millions of years ago when we were eating meats and very little carbohydrates? We made our own vitamin C. But then as our diet changed to more agrarian and we started to forage more, is it possible that our body responded by stopping making vitamin C because we were constantly pushing our bodies into a hyperglycemia? Because remember, our bodies are like race cars without brakes. We have the ability to keep blood sugar from getting too low, but we don't have the ability from keeping blood sugar from getting too high. We don't have any brakes. We just have an accelerator. So the body could have responded over millions of years of evolution and said, you know what? Sugar is not good for us because we tend to get ourselves in situations where our blood sugar has a propensity to go up, and we don't need anything in our body that helps to promote that.
Right.
So, it's an interesting concept. I doubt that I'm right about it, but it does beg the question why we and guinea pigs are the only two species that don't manufacture our own vitamin C in our liver. You got another question? Because I'm going to go into a quick commercial break if you want to stick through it.
Yeah, sure. I just have two more questions.
Okay, sit tight. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Vince Andrich will be talking about the ketogenic diet. I promise it'll be more interesting than this. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit rlssupplements.com today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Orbit Nutrition is blowing out PES, Performance Enhancing Supplements, product called Shift. Shift is the same thing as Alpha T2, but without any of the stims. So you can actually take it pre-bedtime if you want. It won't keep you awake. The product is normally $22.99, but they're blowing it out at a ridiculously low price. You're going to have to go to orbitnutrition.com because I'm not sure what the price is right now, but I know it's really, really, really cheap. I'm actually going to try it because I had a lot of success with Alpha T2, but I don't like the stimulants personally. And I'm going to give it a shot because the thyroid hormone T2 has been shown to have an amazing ability to burn fat. So check it out. Go to orbitnutrition.com today and get a bottle of Shift by Performance Enhancing Supplements. Okay, we've got Nick Googs on the line. What other questions you have, Nick?
Well, now that you were just talking about Alpha T2, I want to ask a question about that real quick.
Go ahead.
Did you notice any belly fat reduction with that? And the other thing with the Alpha T2, if a person is hypothyroid and they have an underactive thyroid, could that potentially create a problem for them if they were to take that supplement?
The research out there that is existing on T2 thyroid hormone shows that it does not affect the negative feedback loop of the thyroid. So in theory, I would say, no, it shouldn't affect the thyroid at all. In fact, that was what the research was designed to show. Did it require, you know, a thyroid hormone to be taken in conjunction with it as a result? And it did not.
Okay.
So it seems not to be part of the feedback loop of the thyroid. As far as a reduction in belly fat, I noticed a reduction in fat all over my body. It was the first time I started to see veins in my upper arms. I've never been able to show the vasculature in my upper arms, especially those small veins that go across horizontally across the bicep.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I started to see those is when I did the Alpha T2. Now, I will tell you that one of the things I didn't like about Alpha T2 was the yohimbine. Even though it was the yohimbine version that is supposed to not stimulate you, it still stimulated me to a little degree.
Right.
So I'm looking to get a bottle of Shift and try it out.
Yeah, it looks very interesting. And what did you do with all the excess sweating? Did you have to carry extra towel around with you?
I used to sit. I don't know if you listened to the show. Then I was in Phoenix at the time, and I used to have to sit in the studio literally with no shirt and sometimes just in my underwear because I sweat constantly. I was sweating all the time. And I was even taking 25 micrograms of T3 at that point in time, too.
Wow.
So I was burning up all the time.
I guess you shouldn't take it before you get on the plane or they might take you off of it.
Well, they may not take you off of it. I think the people next to you will be annoyed that you're sweating on them, that's all.
Right.
I don't think they can take you off a plane for sweating, can they?
No, the reason why I said it is because, you know, they always say, like, with everybody being so scared and the terrorists, they say, like, look for someone that's nervous or, like, you know, that's hot and sweaty. And
yeah, that's funny. Yeah, that's funny.
That's why I said that.
Yeah, no, I got you now. I understand. So, yeah, you could definitely be mistaken for a terrorist if you're using T2 and you get on a plane, for sure.
But my last question for you is, it's actually from Carlos Cardenas. As you know, we're both on the elimination diet.
Yeah.
And we're trying to figure out a good ratio for BCAAs just because, you know, we both eat, like, a lot of fat and protein. So, you know, what do you think as far as realistically what would be a good amount?
I'm an overkill guy with BCAAs. So I don't know if I'm the right person to ask. I take 10 grams of BCAAs three times a day. Three times a day. So that's 30 grams I'm taking a day.
Okay.
And a lot of people probably would get by with less than that. I think a lot of people would probably get by with half of that.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I take 10 grams upon awaking on an empty stomach. I throw two scoops in my mouth and drink it down with water. That's how I start my morning. Then I take my GHRP6 immediately after that. And then I generally don't eat. I have coffee with some raw cream in it and stevia. And then after my coffee, I mix my pre-workout drink, and I drink it immediately upon taking my IGF-1 long R3 injection. And that first pre-workout drink generally has 16 ounces of raw milk, two more scoops of BCAAs, and 50 grams of protein. And I shake that up. I drink that down immediately after taking that 150 micrograms of IGF-1 long R3. And then I'm at the gym I'm training within a half hour of that.
Okay.
Then I generally don't have a post-workout meal immediately after working out because the milk and the protein powder and the BCAAs is still in me. I mean, I'm in and out of the gym in an hour. I'm not, right. Hanging around. So I've just had a meal an hour ago. Why would I have yet another one? I generally wait for at least 2 hours before I have what would be considered my post-workout drink. And then that's generally the same thing. It's that's my last two scoops of BCAAs, 50 grams of protein powder. And if I have milk in the studio with me, I use milk. Otherwise, I use water.
So do you need to take the BCAAs on an empty stomach to get the benefits?
No, not at all. Not at all. Okay. But I don't want to have anything to eat before my GHRP6 injection because I don't want to blunt the growth hormone response. But I also don't want to continue to have no amino acids in my bloodstream.
Right.
But I don't want to contribute anything to energy that could shut down any potential fat burning from sleep. So BCAAs have no calories. They enter the bloodstream quickly. And leucine definitely does switch the body more into an anabolic state, or at least away from a catabolic state, if nothing else. So my logic is, on an empty stomach, BCAAs allow me to go a little longer without eating and not be as catabolic, but yet still burn fat.
Right. All right, well, that's good then.
Yeah. What else, Nick?
Last thing. I was listening to your show on skin health, and you were mentioning about melatonin and how it has great healing product, or I'm sorry.
Yes.
How it has great healing there's properties.
There's even some evidence now that melatonin may actually help regrow hair.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. And the reason why I was bringing it up is, do you know if there's any research that's been done lately or even in the past? I know it's kind of relatively new as far as, the research goes. But do you know if there's anything on its use for healing stretch marks? Because I know a lot of bodybuilders and probably, a lot of Superhuman Radio listeners out there work out pretty hard. And I know a lot of us, we suffer from stretch marks because of the gains that we make. So I was wondering if you've read anything on there as far as healing when it comes to stretch marks or any kind of skin issue.
Okay, I would have to guess at this.
Okay.
I would say, I would look to, believe it or not, a topical application of vitamin C in conjunction with adequate amounts of glucosamine and chondroitin if you're not already using growth hormone or IGF or any of the growth factors.
Okay.
Vitamin C, and I think I talked about this during the skin show, is actually used by plastic surgeons in the irrigation solution when they do liposuction.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is because it causes a great deal of collagen production. And collagen production, or the lack thereof, is the problem that causes stretch marks. The skin loses its elasticity. Collagen is the elastic in the skin.
Okay.
So if you, and a matter of fact, I think that if you're a bodybuilder and you're expecting to go through some big growth phases over the next couple of years, you should definitely be taking lots of vitamin C so that you have, and glucosamine and chondroitin, to increase hyaluronic acid production and to also make sure that you are influencing collagen production, even if you are taking growth hormone.
Right.
Because growth hormone stimulates collagen production in soft tissue like chondrocytes in the knees.
Mm-hmm.
And it influences collagen production, but you have to have the building blocks of collagen, which hyaluronic acid is critical. So glucosamine, chondroitin, vitamin C. Those three things should be taken in abundance to ensure that stretch marks are kept at a minimum.
So if you get stretch marks easily and you, I mean, for me, like I get stretch marks pretty easily, but I take at least 2 to 3 grams of vitamin C a day. So, I mean, that would make me wonder if I'm low on the whole glucosamine and chondroitin.
And most people don't take near enough glucosamine and chondroitin because it's expensive to take. You need to take 3 grams a day, sometimes
of
four.
Of each?
No, 3 grams a day of glucosamine and about 1,800 milligrams a day of chondroitin.
Okay.
The problem is that taking that large of a dose is very expensive if you're buying, OsteoBiflex at GNC.
Yeah, definitely.
That'll last you 10 days if you take it that way, the bottle. And the bottle's like $40.
Right.
That's why I use GLC. I buy the raw powder. It's cheaper. And you can afford to take 3 grams a day then.
Yeah, and you said that they recently came out with a new product, like a new patented
Yeah, delivery type, right? system that actually helps you absorb all amino acids, but especially glucosamine and chondroitin more so.
And does that come in the powder form?
I don't know. He sent me caps to try out, and I love this stuff, by the way. And so I don't know, but I would imagine it's going to be in powder too.
All right, I'll have to pick some of it up.
Hey, we're actually at the end of this segment. I've got to get Vince Andrich on the line. I appreciate you calling in, Nick.
No problem. You have a good one. Thank you again
you
for
too,
everything.
You too, man. All right, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we'll actually have an interesting show. Vince Andrews is going to talk about ketogenic diets, the research out there, whether or not it's worth it. If you're trying to enhance performance, is a ketogenic diet the right thing for you? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At this point, well, either you're with us or you're the enemy.
We all make no bomb.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MikeMahler.com. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Okay. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Vince Andrich. How you doing, Vince?
I'm very good, Carl. How you doing?
Great, great. All right, so this is an important topic because everybody at one time or another does the ketogenic diet. And I think a lot of people do it without realizing why they do it, quite frankly. They just hear that, hey, this is what you should do. When, okay, let's, for those people who are really kind of in the dark exactly what a ketogenic style of eating is. Why don't you explain that first?
Well, a ketogenic diet, I mean, a strict ketogenic, really a standard ketogenic diet, is one that's extremely low in carbohydrate and abnormally high in fat. Typically, they call it a 4-1-1 diet, meaning, you know, you have to have 4 grams of fat for every gram of protein and carbohydrate in your diet. So it's kind of a modest protein diet at best and very low carbohydrate. And the idea is that once you reduce carbohydrates that far down, your body starts producing ketone bodies. Ketone bodies are a sign that your body's burning fat as fuel. It's a byproduct. And so proponents of the diet say, well, this is great because when I'm throwing ketone bodies, I'm sure that I'm burning fat as fuel.
Right.
But are you not just
burning the fat that you're consuming?
Well, with the ketogenic diet, there's usually an energy deficit that correlates with that. It's not just macronutrient change. It's also supposed to be a energy deficit type diet. Although most of the diets that were labeled ketogenic or Atkins style diets, South Beach, they relied on using more fat in the diet to satiate you. And their theory was if you had more fat in your diet, you would just naturally eat less. And I'm sure all of our listeners have heard about different variations of the diet theme, and the knock on it was basically that it allows you to eat, you know, double cheeseburgers with no bun.
Yeah, bacon and sausage and all that sort of stuff.
That's correct.
Okay, so you know what? I didn't realize that the ratio was 4-1-1. That's new to me. That really changes my opinion of the diet entirely. It really sounds a little bit like Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale's polyphasic diet, where for a portion of time you're eating in an anabolic, and for a portion of time you're eating in a ketogenic. And he was a big proponent of huge amounts of fat. And he would get these guys up to, you know, 300 pounds using this approach, and lots of fat, very low carb, very high protein, very high fat, high protein diets, high fat, high protein diets.
Yeah, I will say that most of the ketogenic dieters in the bodybuilding or even recreational bodybuilding community have modified the diet to include higher amounts of protein. They don't normally do this 4-1-1 ratio. That ratio really applies specifically or it was invented for epilepsy.
Really?
Patients with epilepsy, they were given this diet, and that's the ratio that they deem is appropriate to minimize epileptic seizures.
Well, okay, now let's talk about that for a second. Was it because they were eating so little protein that they had less available amino acids for neurotransmitters, in your opinion?
That would be my take on it. I haven't done much reading on the reasons why.
Because my next question was, if I wanted to eat a true ketogenic diet, I'm 222 pounds right now. If I want to eat a true ketogenic diet, I would have to eat 222 grams of protein a day. And then I'd have to eat somewhere around 900 grams of fat a day.
Yeah. So you would have to modify it. And I just wrote a piece for Muscle Insider, and that's, I think, one of the reasons why you and I talked about taking this on as a subject. And the question was, what do I think of ketogenic diets? And one of the things that I put in there is, to make them work, they need to be modified. And, you know, one of the leading experts, if not the expert, in the ketogenic diet has been for over a decade, maybe 15 years, Lyle McDonald. And, Lyle has a site called Body Recomposition. And let's see, I'll give you the URL in a second, but it's Body Recomposition. And he's really been outspoken on the pros and cons of a ketogenic diet, why they will work, and also how to modify them. Two different modifications that have been popularized by other people, but really kind of quantified and written about by Lyle, which are the TKD, which is a targeted ketogenic diet, and a cyclical ketogenic diet, which is a CKD. CKD, these are, you know, like Dan Duchesne's Body Opus and some of these other diets, even Deep Pasquale and the anabolic diet, they use CKD, which is several days with very little carb, and then you carb up.
Yeah, they like to call that a refeed day, right?
Refeed, that's right. Exactly right.
Right.
And the TKD is basically where you have targeted time periods where you eat carbohydrates. Typically, those are around training. And if the listeners listened to our BodyRx show last week, we talked about priming the pump with carbohydrates pre, during, and post-workout as really an opportune time to take in carbohydrates. And the same theory applies to the ketogenic dieter. In other words, you're at least likely to store these carbohydrates as fat and use them as fuel when you take them around training.
And for people who didn't listen to the BodyRx show, explain why that is. It's because there is a shift in insulin sensitivity during training, right?
That's correct. Probably the biggest reason someone should weight train specifically is to increase insulin sensitivity in muscle. It's because there's a competition for carbohydrates that is going on all the time. The big winner is always the brain. The brain gets first priority. And then you have muscle tissue and fat tissue, per se, that are both, you know, putting their chips on the table to bargain for the rest of the glucose. And if you've trained properly, or you're in a trained athlete, your muscle tissue is sensitized enough whereby when you eat the carbohydrates get stored preferentially in muscle, not fat.
Okay. Okay, so is a ketogenic diet sensible for a performing athlete, someone who is trying to perform, whether that be powerlifting or football players?
Well, my opinion is it's not necessary. I think there's several, you know, groups out there that, especially trainer groups, that when they talk about a low carbohydrate diet, they even talk about the degree of severity you would put a client on as far as their diet from in the beginning, and it could be very small changes in diet, and usually that means small changes in energy. Small energy deficit, then a moderate energy deficit, or a large energy deficit. I'm not really big on either. I mean, I'm kind of, I guess, qualifying or, you know, cataloging those, you know, diets like that. My approach would be either a small change in carbohydrate intake, or a moderate or a heavy change, or, you know, heavy reduction in carbohydrate intake. My plan is always based on get your protein set, and my number is 1.35 grams per pound of lean body weight, and I set carbs at an equal amount, and you wind up with about a 40-40-20 diet, 40% protein, 40% carb, 20% fat. At that point, you train, and you watch yourself in the mirror, and also you can watch the scale as well, but mainly the mirror. And you can slowly reduce carbohydrates to get more of a fat-burning effect. And some people respond better with a kind of a major change. I mean, going from a regular diet to 40-40-20 is a pretty big change for most people anyway, if they've never watched their diet.
Right.
And then to go down to, let's say, 25% carbohydrate, that's a big deficit for a lot of people to maintain.
Right. Right. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the ketogenic diet. We're talking today with Vince Andrich. Vince, plug your website real quick before we go into the break.
VAndrich.com.
VAndrich.com. All right, we'll be right back with more. Free pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines 3 of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these 3 agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Vince Andrich about ketogenic diet. So, optimizing a ketogenic diet is critical for the success. Would you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. I mean, because you're a weight trainer. Let's face it, if you're our listeners, they should be lifting weights, and the energy pathway you're using is going to require stored carbohydrate, ATP and stored carbohydrate for energy.
Well, so, what about guys like Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale, who he asserts that post-workout carbohydrates are a mistake, because once you spike insulin, you shut the anabolic window, and that delaying insulin's introduction prolongs insulin sensitivity, and that the body is going to reestablish the moderate amounts of glycogen that have been used up during the workout through gluconeogenesis throughout the rest of the day. Is there any evidence that that is correct or incorrect?
Well, I would want to argue with Dr. Di Pasquale. I think that context is a big deal here. How much is the athlete training? And that's you know, one of the things I wrote about when I talked about a ketogenic diet. Let's remember, not to switch gears on you here, Carl, but let's remember, any
any diet, whether it's low calorie or reduced carbohydrate, or even reduced fat, to basically reduce calories or energy. The goal is to, in my view, the goal is to threaten your glucose supply. Why? When you threaten glucose stores, your body says, wait a minute, I need to do more with gluconeogenesis, and I need to tap into other alternate energy sources. That's the whole idea of a diet. If you didn't tap into alternative energy sources vis-a-vis on your body, not from the fat you eat, but the, on your body, you're getting nowhere. So how do you do that? And in my view, the best way is to threaten your glucose, but that doesn't mean you eat zero carbohydrate.
Right.
It could also mean you could train, let's say, you know, if you want to lose body fat, make sure you're using a, you know, the phase of your training that's, you know, typically called hypertrophy, which is more sets and more repetitions. So
right.
you use more glycogen.
These
are methods that were used by old school bodybuilders, and now we kind of see the science that is there.
What about the anecdotal evidence that if you don't load up with carbohydrates? I mean, when you look at a bodybuilder who's pre-contest, a lot of them will carb load or even carb load with the addition of insulin. And if they don't do that, their muscles are flat. The reason their muscles are flat is because there's less glycogen in them. We know that glycogen attracts fluids. So the muscle bellies look flat. And as soon as they carb up, their muscles get filled. Isn't that alone evidence that a completely ketogenic approach does not lead to optimized glycogen restorage in the muscles?
Right. I mean, that's been my view, is that your body does a great job of, you know, creating glucose, but I don't think it can keep up with the demands of a bodybuilder who's training at a certain level of volume, and that's evidenced by what you just mentioned. They need to kind of carb up to fill out their muscles to their full capacity. When I was at EAS, I wrote an article because people were talking about the low-carb diets, and my piece was fit, full, or flat. And the goal for a dieting athlete is to have fit-looking muscles on the verge of flat. That means you're threatening your glucose, okay? If your muscles are always full, there's something, you're probably not dieting. Now, guys have done that back in the 80s. They would walk around a little or a lot fuller than some guys do today dieting. Now, that could be a combination of drugs. And back in the 80s, guys were parked on the life cycle for an hour twice a day.
Right.
When they got ready for shows. So they threatened their glucose or, you know, their energy stores in another way. You can do it through diet, you can do it through training, you can do a combination of both. My thought is to do a moderate pull on both ends, moderately reduce the glucose that you take in through carbs, moderately up the training volume, and you get the effect you want.
Okay. So there is a place for the ketogenic diet with modifications, but you must understand that you may not be able to perform as well while using a ketogenic diet.
That's correct. I mean, there's some guys that start off doing the keto diet, and they use either a cyclical, most guys use a cyclical approach where they have, you know, the third day or so where they're eating whatever they want. And they like it. They're fine with it. They see the results. They see kind of like rapid water loss in the beginning, and they start seeing things they haven't seen before. It gives them a program. And much like what Pat Arnold mentioned in our show about meal planning, a lot of it is psychological as far as how you plan your day out.
Right.
If, as Pat mentioned, you know, if you're only eating two or three times a day and there's just too long of a stretch before your next meal, you may wind up going off the reservation and cheating on your diet or eating something that's not in your plan. The same thing holds true with a cyclical ketogenic diet or targeted ketogenic, whereby this type of plan suits the athlete, and they really like it. They're like, look, I can go really hard
and fast on very little carbohydrate for 2 to 3 days, and I love that day when I can eat what I want. That's great.
Right.
For them, works.
Yeah, there is a great deal of the psychological aspect, because let's face it, no one will stick to anything if they feel that they are being completely deprived ongoing without any downtime, so to speak. And I do like the idea of eating ketogenic for a period of time and then having a high-carb day. But even to me, that high-carb day is really probably considered moderate to most people. One of the things that we didn't cover on the last Body RX show that I wish we would have, we talked about nighttime feeding. The question I asked the group, I asked, what, you know, should the last meal be different because you're going to bed? And then also waking up in the middle of the night and eating. But one of the things we did not talk about that I'd love to hear your opinion on are people who believe that the nighttime meal should be carbohydrate-centric because that's the best time to re-glycogen the muscles because of the insulin production in the middle of the night. You have any feelings about having high-carb meals specifically right before bed so that you take advantage of insulin production?
Well, I understand the theory, and, you know, because, you know, again, we talked a little bit about clock genes on the last show, and we're going to, in Body RX show, and we're going to get into that, and the circadian rhythm, because we're nocturnal creatures, we were set up to push more of the storage hormone out at night when it's dark. So it makes sense if someone wants to magnify that natural event. My problem with that is I don't know what they're eating during the rest of the day. If they wake up after that overnight fast and they begin eating protein and fat maybe for the first couple of meals, then that kind of strategy probably makes a lot of sense for them if they like that. Because, you know, there's other reasons why people like carbs at night. You know, it boosts serotonin and it gives you a better rest. It's one of the reasons why people do reach for carbs at night. Because they're low in serotonin.
Right. No, that's a great point. That's a great point. All right.
So
in summary, you think that there can be an application where it makes sense to have a high-carb meal before bed. Now, obviously, all of these things we're discussing do not take into account, and this is my problem with a lot of the stuff that we discuss in general on my show. When we either have to talk exclusively about performance or aesthetics, and usually devoid of health. If health is the issue, do you think a high carb meal before bed is a good idea?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm the person to answer that, but I would suffice to say it might not be a great idea. But I would leave that to the real science experts.
Yeah. I personally think if health is your interest, that the worst thing you can do is have a high-carb meal before bed. And I'm going to have a scientist on my show, Trigvi Tolsboll, who just wrote the definitive research paper linking glucose with longevity. And that's going to be Wednesday's show. I think that, you know, what we're talking about now, I have to say, is couched in strictly performance and aesthetics. You have a certain look you're looking for. You have a certain level of performance you're looking for. And at that point in time, we're really not talking about health. We're actually kind of saying, well, health is not important right now. Let's focus on this for the moment. But I think when health comes into play, I think a lot of this sort of stuff has to be moderated. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up with Vince Andrich. We'll be right back.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
I just want to remind everybody that Orbit Nutrition is blowing out PES's Shift product. Shift is a T2 thyroid hormone supplement, over-the-counter thyroid hormone supplement that burns fat. This is basically the same thing as Alpha T2 without any of the stims. You can get a bottle of Shift for the ridiculous price of $14.99. Go to orbitnutrition.com. Let them know that you heard about it on Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour, Vince Andrich. We're talking about, well, a variety of things, mostly ketogenic dieting, diets in general as well. When we went into the break, I was saying that I don't believe that it would be wise, health-wise, to take advantage of the nighttime insulin production to do your carb up meal. I don't think that any kind of spike in glucose is not healthy. However, if all you're concerned about is performance and aesthetics, then you have to make some decisions. Also, I believe, and I could be wrong, and I'll be glad to be corrected on this, that the body produces and stores insulin at night, like it does so many other hormones. It produces them and stores them so that they can be kind of squirted out throughout the day. And if you think of, I like to use analogies a lot of time. You think about, you know, if you have a cellular telephone and you always charge it in the on position, slowly but surely the battery stops working a lot sooner because the battery is being charged and discharged simultaneously, and the wear and tear on the battery is more so than if you shut the phone off completely and allow the battery to completely charge before putting it into a discharge state. And I like to think, and I obviously I could be wrong about this, and I'm wrong about a lot of things, but I'd like to think that the pancreas is best served by letting it produce insulin at night and for its stockpile to use throughout the day, then using it at night, and then the next day taxing it some more. I have to believe that puts the pancreas under undue stress, but that's just my own opinion, obviously. It's not founded in any science. It's just an opinion, like I said. Vince, where do we go with the so the ketogenic diet? We've kind of talked about. There's some other things you want to talk about as well, right?
Well, sure. We can talk about kind of how I would set up somebody's diet to avoid the need to go all the way ketogenic. If they don't, if they've tried that and they feel too lethargic, their legs are like lead, and which happened to me when I really reduced my carbs. For a contest-type diet, the way, you know, they proclaim that you should do. And my protein was high. But I had trouble kind of moving into the diet, and I had better results with a more moderate approach. And so we can talk about that. We can also talk about, real quick, you know, there was a book or a guide or, you know, I guess a nutritional booklet that I did with a really good buddy, Rob Thoburn, back in 2001 or 2002. When I was working for ProLab, and the book was called No Mistakes, and it was a dieting book. And I don't think you ever saw it.
No.
But the book started off by going through the decades of dieting, and, you know, like the 80s were higher carb, and then we started seeing the low carb manifestations in different variations of on the low carb theme. And what we came away with was the plan that I was using and the plan that Rob was using, which is a more moderate approach, and basically using things like protein as a metabolic leverage. And you know, the listeners should keep in mind that both Rob and I work for Dr. Conley at Metrex, and a lot of the stuff that we were talking about back in 2001 were things that we talked about with Dr. Conley. And there's a quote or a couple of quotes in this little guide that I think are useful for our listeners to hear, if you don't mind.
Please.
And they're a little long, but here's a conventional nutritional scientist, okay? And here's a quote that says, when its diet is such that an adult human is in a state of metabolic equilibrium, dietary protein is required to replace the essential amino acids and amino acid nitrogen lost during metabolic turnover. In the resistance-trained athlete, adult, additional protein is required to subserve muscle growth requirements and possibly also the increased use of protein-derived amino acids as fuel during exercise. The energy derived from carbohydrate and fat affects protein requirements because it spares the use of protein as an energy source. Okay, so then it goes on to say, to use dietary protein efficiently and to reduce requirements for its use to a minimum, it is necessary to ensure adequate provision of energy from non-protein sources, some of which should be carbohydrate in order to spare protein from gluconeogenesis. And I'm sure our listeners are familiar with gluconeogenesis, a process whereby you take carbon atoms from protein, and usually skeletal protein or ingested protein, and you start making glucose. You can also do this with glycerol and fat, but the main perpetrator is usually taking skeletal muscle and or the protein you eat and using it not for building muscle, but using it to make glucose.
Right.
Okay. And in our book, we basically used that statement and we turned it on its ear, and we basically said that, you know, our approach is in opposition to the quotation I just mentioned to you, which in summary was to use dietary protein efficiently and reduce requirements for its use to a minimum, basically by adding carbohydrate to the diet to spare protein. Our goal is to use dietary protein inefficiently and to increase requirements for its use, which is the primary goal of monitoring your protein economy to induce protein leveraging. This is achieved by providing inadequate provisions of energy from non-protein sources, in particular carbohydrates. Mm. Thus, rather than sparing protein from gluconeogenesis, We encourage such use. This increases the need for fat oxidation to provide energy with which to drive gluconeogenesis, thereby increasing your overall fat burning rate. In other words, we up the protein, reduce the carbs, so we want to get an increase in gluconeogenesis because there's a lot of energy that is spent doing this, and you know, if your protein's high enough, you're not going to risk any muscle mass.
Right. Okay, so this was written how long ago?
2001.
Okay, all right. All right, so now, what, when, the I guess the confusion for me comes from this. When we talk about eliminating carb sources or including carb sources, there's such a vast array of carbohydrate sources. Could you achieve all of the glycogen replenishing benefits of carbohydrates eating exclusively vegetable forms of carbohydrates? Or do you have to have these starchy, fast-acting carbohydrates in order to have the glycogen restorage effect?
My personal experience is the vegetables probably aren't going to do it. You'll wind up being flatter and flatter, and then, you know, flatness not only is a cosmetic problem, but it's also a sure sign that you don't have enough fuel in your muscles tank. And so you can go by your training intensity in the gym. If it starts to fall off too sharp, you know something's wrong. Or if you start looking like you got loose skin everywhere and you're flat, then you may realize that you need to add, you know, maybe some starch after you train or on a third day, or you go to a more moderate approach where you eat a little bit of, you know, you eat carbohydrate on the order of 40 or less percent of energy, and you get the same effect. You know, remember, if you're training regularly and with enough volume, over time, even a 40-40-20 diet is going to threaten your glucose economy, is a term that actually Rob Silverman came up with. And so, in and of itself, you know, vegetables and a lean protein diet probably aren't going to get you the little bumps you need along the way to increase glycogen levels to a point where your training level or training intensity is going to, or your ability to do the workload is going to fall. Remember, again, body composition relies on your ability to still keep enough, you know, pressure, so to speak, and intensity on your muscles. So they're gonna get smaller. So the goal can't be, okay, I'll just work on stripping all my body fat off and then I'll train like a sissy. That's not gonna cut it. There's a balancing act that goes on there.
Right. Right. Okay, so there's a couple of things that I want to talk about before we get to the end of the show here. Did you happen to see the comment on my Facebook by Adam Mitchell McVeigh? He's a listener of the show. Nice guy. But did you happen to see the comment that he posted on Facebook?
Yes, I did. I did.
Somehow implicating you as a businessman and therefore the information that you would be providing should not be taken with the same gravity as someone else because you have an agenda or a bias. Now, I have to ask you, apparently someone posted, and I'm unfortunately at a loss right this second because my browser is frozen, but apparently someone posted a link to something on bodybuilding.com, I believe, that he
Correct.
Read about you. Have you ever read your bodybuilding.com page there or whatever it is?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Is there something
not in a long time.
Okay. Is there something on that page that implies that you are a businessman?
Well, you know, it has been a long time, and it basically starts by saying Vince Andrich has over 20 years of sports nutrition business experience.
So that may be where he got all that from, and that's you know, I don't think that as a kind of a knock on me. I had to earn a living, but I didn't come into this as, you know, a business person going, I'm going to make money in sports nutrition. I started as an athlete, as a bodybuilder, and back in the 80s, the sports nutrition, you know, industry was really blowing up, and I was fortunate enough to get into a business as a distributor back then that opened up not only a lot of doors for me as far as knowing the owners of these companies, which helped my career, but it provided, pure and simple, a career path for me in nutrition, and supplementation. So it wasn't something where, I went to college, got an MBA, and I said, I'm going to make money selling supplements.
Did you compete before you got into the sports nutrition business, or did you compete while you were in the sports nutrition business?
I was competing before.
Okay.
And the last contest I did was when I started the business.
Okay, so why do you think that he would feel, because I said that I'm a businessman too, and so is Mike Mahler, who's on the show often, and so is Dr. Peter Rouse. We all are in the business in one way, shape, or form. We all make a living in this business that we love, the being involved in this industry. I'm just curious how you interpreted his statement.
Well, I think he came back and said, I didn't mean to stir up all this controversy. And look, I'll be the first one to say I've had for years a problem just personally coming down on myself and had lower self-esteem because I did not come out of academia.
Right.
I don't have any degrees in nutritional science. I don't even have any degrees in business. So if that's the case, I'm a self-taught person who had really a series of a lot of good breaks in a career that allowed me to work at several of the biggest brands. And I think the relevance of working with the biggest brands is this. Even when you talk about my tenure at Weider, if listeners don't believe that Weider Nutrition had some of the best and brightest people come through their doors and or science people that were on retainer, they're mistaken. They just did not, many times, know how to leverage that. I mean, their sales model was like Muscle Tech is today, but they didn't have the products to support it.
Right.
Being with Dr. Connolly at Metrex, people I'm sure have a lot of respect for Dr. Connolly. Working at EAF, we had Jeff Stout and other science guys that were still very much involved in the company. At that point, we were the leading sponsor of research coming out of Greenhop's camps and other camps the most recent was the group that, put beta-alanine on the map from the UK. I guess my business experience allowed me to be near the science and academia part of the business, but also trying to figure out what's commercially viable. And maybe that sounds bad, but, you could come up with a research paper that shows that X, three times a day, does wonderful things, but if it's not affordable to the consumer, it means nothing, meaningless.
Right.
And really that's kind of where my background and even before bodybuilding, I was a health food nut. Did all the diets, all the pop nutrition diets in the 70s. I'm like a lot of listeners. I decided to do the self-help thing, walk into a health food store, and try to figure it out.
Right.
And so, businessman, okay, that's fine.
But that doesn't negate the knowledge you have. The question I had for Adam on the internet was, Vince doesn't sell anything. So what biases would he have? Do you sell any products, Vince?
No, I don't. It's been quite a while since I've been associated with any company that sold anything.
So, and now this show that we did today talking about ketogenic, you actually wrote an article for Scott Welch's magazine about this, right?
That's correct.
When will that be released?
I think that's going to come out where he's going right to print, so probably 2 weeks.
So
the latest.
So in 2 weeks, people can actually get the complete article about ketogenic diets and how to modify them properly by getting themselves a copy of Muscle Insider, which is a relatively new magazine with great merit. So you should check it out. And Vince is a featured author of articles in many magazines, including Muscle Insider. And again, he's not selling anything. So he also has been well known to come in with spot-on conditioning, which can be seen in any of the pictures of him in his bodybuilding competitions where he's ripped to shreds. And I think that takes a little modicum of knowledge about nutrition to do that. I would also have to say that you competed in an era where while drugs may have been available, they were not as relied upon as they are today. You had to do a lot more work with your diet to come in shredded. It wasn't all clenbuterol, T3, and water pills.
Well, there was, you know, GH was on the horizon. It wasn't there. Clenbuterol, I never heard of at that time. Some guys were using asthma aids and stuff like that, not nearly as strong as clenbuterol. I call it the era where there was more conventional weaponry. Certainly we weren't natural, but it was a little bit more conventional compared to what's going on now. And
right.
Again, I wouldn't act like I'm an expert on what guys are using today. That was a big knock on me back when I competed. They always said, oh, Vince, you think diet's everything.
Huh.
And it turned out to be, you know, a really good thing for me.
Right. Right. We're coming to the end of the interview, Vince. You want to plug your website again?
Sure. It's vandrich.com, although I'll be honest, I don't update it as much as I should. I used to update the bodybuilding.com section that I think somebody put the link there to. But I've been doing a lot more work with Dr. Connolly now that isn't out in print. So, yeah, vandrich.com is my, most reliable place for anybody to get my recent postings. And What's that?
I was going to say, do you want to give a teaser of what the next Body RX show is going to be about in 2 weeks?
Sure. Before I forget, I want to make sure that people realize if they're going to look at the ketogenic diet, they must go to www.bodyrecomposition.com.
Yeah, that's Lyle McDonald's website.
Yeah, or they can look up Lyle McDonald ketogenic and they'll find it. He's the de facto expert. You know, another gentleman just recently that I started getting a lot of information from that I trust is Alan Aragon, alanaragon.com. He's just a really good review of the current science, and, I've become a real big fan of his. Also, Supversity, which is Adele. He's part of the Body RX show.
Yeah, he's on here, too, Professor Andrew.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Those are three great sites. That you can get really good practical information, and they're not selling anything. They sell books over at Lyle's place, but that's about it.
Right. Hi.
The next Body RX show,
yes.
I think we're in agreement that we're going to talk about heart gainers.
Right.
And are we all heart gainers, and what's the difference between a heart gainer and someone who people think are genetically gifted? And we're going to kick the tires on that whole topic and figure out why someone may be more of a heart gainer than not. And I think answer a lot of questions for folks that kind of, my belief in heart gainers has always been a lot of them are psychologically in a place where they don't believe they can make any gains. They become really resistant to new ideas. They think that everybody in these magazines is just completely overtraining and on a bunch of steroids, and therefore there's no information out there that's going to be relevant to them. They're going to be, you know, they're destined just to be skinny their whole entire life. That's just not true. I mean, my nickname in high school was Skinny Vinny.
Skinny Vinny. That's funny. That's funny.
That's not true.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, we've come to the end of another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got another great show for you tomorrow. We're going to have Mike Mahler and Mark Philippi on tomorrow. Mike just released a new DVD. It's an amazing DVD working with Mark Philippi on gaining strength. Very, very insightful. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. Wednesday, you're not going to want to miss the show when I have I can't pronounce his last name. Trigvi is his first name. But he just wrote a definitive paper on the linkage between glucose and longevity. And I've done several shows in this vein. And this is going to be really good this week. So we've got a lot of good shows planned for you this week. Vince, thanks for being on today, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you, Carl. Appreciate it.
Okay, we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.